VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Korea's parliament voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol on Saturday over his short-lived martial law decree, a historic rebuke that was cheered by jubilant crowds. Under the constitution, Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, who was appointed by Yoon, becomes acting president while Yoon remains in office, but with his presidential power suspended. I will give all my strength and efforts to run the state administration stably during this difficult time. In a public address after the parliament passed the motion to impeach, Han said that the entire cabinet would work hard to maintain trust with the United States, Japan, and other partners. South Korea's opposition leader said Yoon should be removed as soon as possible. The National Assembly passed the motion on a 204-85 vote on Saturday. Yoon's presidential powers and duties will be suspended. The court has up to 180 days to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his powers. If he's thrown out of office, a national election to choose his successor must be held within 60 days. On Saturday, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi discussed efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostages for prisoners deal in the Palestinian enclave with visiting U.S. officials, including National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Middle East Envoy Brett McKirk. But fighting rages on. According to the Civil Emergency Service, on Saturday, at least 7 Palestinians were killed and 12 wounded after an Israeli strike on a former school that was sheltering displaced people in Gaza City. The dead include a woman and her baby, according to medics. At least 10 people were killed in an airstrike in Deir al-Balah, where people gathered to receive aid, medics said. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had targeted Hamas militants and had taken measures to reduce harm to